尼希米记第一章一到十一节，哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下：亚达薛西王二十年基斯流月，我在苏珊城的宫中，那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼，同着几个人从犹大来。我问他们那些被掳归回、剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景，他们对我说：那些被掳归回剩下的人，在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祷告说：耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、守你诫命的人守约施慈爱，愿你睁眼看、侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷，承认我们是以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说：你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中；但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们招聚回来，带到我所选择立为我名的居所。这都是你仆人、你的百姓，就是你用大力和大能的手所赎救赎的。主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你的名众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。我是做王久正的。
谢谢。I'm preaching from the book of Nehemiah.
今天开始从这个尼希米记开始来分享。
And the theme for the whole book that I have chosen is rebuilding the church.
这个主题就是重建教会。
And you know, John 3:16, God says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to the world."
约翰福音三章十六节，我们看到说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生爱子赐给我们。
You see, God.You know, had a vision.
神有一个意象。
And that vision begins with love.
这个意象的起头起源就是爱。
That led him to send his son, Jesus Christ, on a mission to save the world.
他差遣他的儿子为了这个任务来到世上。
And likewise, Nehemiah caught a vision too.
同样的，尼希米也有一个意象。
And his vision is to go and serve the people of God in Jerusalem.
他的意象就是来服侍这些在耶路撒冷城里面的人。
And this vision is also born out of love.
这个意象也是从爱开始的。
Because we read in this chapter what led him to pray and then to go to Jerusalem.
在这章我们看到说他为什么有这样子的动机来向耶路撒冷的人服侍，并且他祷告，为他们祷告。
And this vision was caught when he heard the report from a brother by the name of Hanani.
这个都是从他从一位弟兄哈拿尼这边这位弟兄所听来的报告之后所产生的。
You know, we don't know who Hanani is, whether he's really a true biological brother of Nehemiah or he's just a brother in the Lord that they worship.
我们不晓得他是他真正的尼希米真正的弟兄，还是他在主内的弟兄。
But he came to Susa, this place, to visit Nehemiah.
但是哈拿尼来到苏珊城来拜访尼希米。
And Susa is actually the modern Iran.
就是现今的伊朗。
And when he came, Nehemiah asked him, "What's going on back there in Jerusalem?"
尼希米问他说，在耶路撒冷的人怎么样？
And then he began to tell him, and then he used two words here very specifically about describing Jerusalem.
他这边特别用两个词来形容耶路撒冷的景况。
He says Jerusalem is, and the people in Jerusalem are in great trouble and disgrace.
他们遭大难，受凌辱。
And when he came at that time, it was the time of winter.
在那时候是冬天的时候。
You'll find that it says in the month of Kislev, which is about November, December, our time.
在基斯流月，大概就是11月、12月的时候。
And the year was 445 BC in the 12th year of Artaxerxes' reign.
这个是西元前445年。
And do you know? And do you know that Nehemiah's name means the Lord comforts?
这个尼希米这个名字是说神安慰的意思。
And God is going to use him to comfort the people in Jerusalem in their great trouble and disgrace.
神在耶路撒冷民他受遭大难受凌辱的时候来安慰他们，藉由尼希米。
Because the moment he heard what Hanani had said, he wept and mourned for many days. The scripture tells us.
在他听到这个报告的时候，他就哭泣悲哀几日。
And he's weeping and mourning for the state of God's people that in that condition that they are living in.
他是为他的同胞们在这样的情况下来哭泣祷告。
And then that led him to fast and pray, seeking God to help to deliver his people.
他进食祷告，他就向神祈求，求神来拯救他们。
You know, fasting and praying is part of the Jewish worship's culture.
禁食祷告其实是犹太人他们很常用，在祷告的时候常常禁食祷告。
Today we don't understand this, or we seldom practice this, even though we talk about it.
在现今我们其实常常说，但是也很少来真正实行。
And I think partly is because we live in an affluent society.
我们今天的社会很富裕。
And so, you know,Eating has become a pleasure or our pastime.
饮食其实是一个享受、享乐。
So we never think about fasting to pray.
我们很少想到来禁食来祷告。
You know, fast from food, but often otherwise we will fast from praying instead.
我们反倒的来停止祷告。
And this trouble that Hanani is talking about is said to be.Caused by a famine.
哈拿尼所报的这个大难其实是一个饥荒所造成的。
That resulted in some of the Jews selling themselves and their children to become slaves so that they can survive.
因为这个饥荒，所以他们很多犹太的家庭，他们把自己或者孩子卖为奴隶。
If you go to chapter 5, you will read about it.
在第五章会有讲到这个细节。
And then commentator says that the disgrace that Hanani talks aboutIt's about the broken wall, the ruined state of the wall of Jerusalem.
受凌辱指的是耶路撒冷城的倾倒的城墙。
That became not only a disgrace because this is the city of God, but it also poses danger to the people living in the city.
它不但是让神蒙羞，也让住在里面的人生命受到威胁。
And so Nehemiah, when he heard about all this, he cried, he wept and mourned.
尼希米听到就哭泣并且是悲伤的。
And this is because of his love for God and God's people.
这是源于他从这是爱他的对神的爱和他对神的子民的爱。
In other words, Nehemiah's grief is expressing the great commandment that Jesus taught us in the gospel to love God and to love people.
他的忧伤也就是耶稣所说的爱神和爱人是从这边来的。
And so this led him to seek God and ask God, God, save your people.
这也让他能够向神开口说求神来拯救他的子民。
You know, we don't understand, we do not know because we live in an affluent society, as I said.
我们其实很难想象，因为我们今天的生活太富庶了。
In fact, when we have trouble or any form of disgrace, sometimes we are even too proud.To acknowledge and admit we are in trouble and we are in disgrace.
我们其实像现在遇到大难或是凌辱的时候，我们太骄傲，以至于我们甚至不愿意承认我们在这样子困境当中。
You know the last financial crisis that I often talk about or use to illustrate is the you know that last financial crisis created trouble not just for us here in the U.S. but all over the world.
我常常提到最近的这个金融危机，这么大的金融危机不只是造成美国，也是全世界的金融灾害。
And instead of admitting that we make a mistake in this particular industry, all we did, the government at least did, was print more money and bail out all this institution and corporation that causes that problem in the very first place.
遇到这样的困难，我们不做的不是来承认自己的错。而是来印更多的钞票来帮助这些银行来脱困。
You know, although at that time no one sold their children or themselves as slaves.
在那时候，当然没有人把他们自己卖掉或他们的孩子卖掉作为奴隶。
But many lost their job, lost their home to the very institution that were built out by our own taxpayers' money.
但是很多人失去他们工作，甚至失去他们的房子给银行，这些银行最后是用纳税人的钱来替他们脱困。
And this is what we get for trusting in government, in all these institutions.
就是我们相信政府，相信这些组织的结果。
Instead of trusting our God.
而不是相信神。
Coming down on our knees to pray to him when we are in trouble and disgrace.
我们在神面前屈膝，向神祷告，承认我们的错。
I also see this in the church today.
我在今天的教会也有看到这样的情形。
Not just this church, but all the churches that I've been as a pastor.
不只是这个教会，其他我经待过的教会也是。
When we are going through trouble and disgrace, we are just like the world.
我们遭大难，受凌辱的时候，我们就像世界的人一样的反应。
You know, there are people out there, even non-Christians, that are talking about what happened in this church in the past.
外面的人常常会讲到这个我们恩典教会过去所发生的事情。
But we have never acknowledged that we have done wrong, we have sinned publicly.
但是我们从来没有公众的来忏悔来祷告。
Nor do we turn to God in prayer for the church.
我们也没有在神面前来悔改来向神祷告。
But we start pointing finger who did wrong, who did right, who did not do right.
我们就来开始来指责说谁对做对了谁做错了。
Because if you look at Nehemiah, he dropped on his knees and he prayed, and even when he confessed, he says, even me and my father's house have sinned.
我们看尼希米他是在马上在神面前屈膝祷告，他说他和他的父家都得罪了神。
And this is what actually brought success to Nehemiah's leadership.
这就是造成带来尼希米领导的成功。
Because the minute he turned to God for help, God answered his prayer, and you read throughout the whole book how he was successful in building the wall in 52 days.
在他向神屈膝的时候，神就帮助他，他就能够在52天内就把城墙完工了。
You know, to give you some background of what is happening in the book of Nehemiah.
我们来讲一些这个尼希米记的背景。
You know, Israel has just been taken into exile by Babylon, by the Babylonian kingdom.
这个以色列被巴比伦灭了之后，他们就很多人被掳。
And Ezra was serving at that time as an exile in the court. But this time, the Persian came into power.
后来这个波斯又来了。
And so he's serving under the Persian king Artaxerxes.
在这个尼希米是服侍波斯王的。
But even before Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem, there were two other returns to Jerusalem.
在尼希米之前有两次回归。
And they are recorded in the book of Ezra.
在以斯拉记里面有写。
And the first one was led by Zerubbabel in 538 BC.
第一次是西元前538年所罗巴伯所带领的。
And it is said that Zerubbabel.Brought the first group of people back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
他们重建了圣殿。
And then the second one was by Ezra himself.
第二次回归是以斯拉他自己带领的。
At 458 BC, where he restored worship back into the people in Jerusalem, the temple worship there.
458年前，西元458年前，以斯拉带领把敬拜带回到圣殿里面。
And so you see, the temple was first restored. The second return brought Ezra brought back worship in the temple.
第一次重建圣殿，第二次把敬拜带回来。
And now the third return is to restore the city wall of Jerusalem.
第三次回归是来建造这些城墙。
And so when people who are reading this book, they wonder why Nehemiah wept and moaned so hard for the city.
所以有人在读的时候想说，为什么尼希米这样子的一个悲伤，这样子一个哭泣呢？
Because when the Babylonians came, they already torn down the wall, they destroyed part of the walls.
因为巴比伦来的时候，他已经把城墙毁坏了，不是吗？
And so why? Not that he doesn't know, but he knew. And why is he still crying so hard?
他如果已经知道的话，为什么他还这么难过呢？
And I already say for one of the reasons is because of God's people suffering there.
有一个原因就是神的民、神的子民在受难、受苦。
But there are people who say that you know, God was touching him, moving his heart, so that he will answer the call to go back to Jerusalem and serve his people.
另外原因就是神的灵在感动他，让他能够来回应神的呼召，来回去服侍他的同胞。
And there were others who say, no, this is actually a second destruction of the wall.
很多人就有另外一个说法，就说这可能是第二次的城墙被毁。
We don't know.
我们不晓得。
But all we know is that God gave him this vision, this burden to go and rebuild the wall.
我们都不晓得真正的答案是什么，但是我们知道说神真的给他这样的负担，也给他这样的意象。
And the other thing is that, you know, it's very hard for us to comprehend why he cried so badly.
为什么他这么难过的哭泣呢？
Because we have a saying, right? Heroes, they don't shed tears, but they shed blood.
这个英雄有泪不轻弹，只流血不流泪。
And so you don't find me crying here, right? In front of you.
我们在台前不会哭泣。
Because I don't want to lose my face crying like a baby, right?
不想要丢脸。
But I tell you, there was once when a pastor prayed for me in Singapore, I cried like a baby without able to control myself.
有一次在新加坡的时候，有一个牧师替我祷告，我在台上像一个 baby 一样哭泣，没有办法扛，没有办法自制。
When God touch you, you cannot fight him.
当神真的是触摸到你的心的时候，你没有办法来抵抗。
Whatever face you want to save, you also can't.
你这个不管是想要不想丢脸，也没有办法了。
But you need to understand that the Jews is not matter of face.
但是我们知道说犹太人他们文化不是这样子的。
It's their culture that are of sincerity and authenticity before God when they cry before Him, seeking Him and asking Him.
在神面前，他们是会这样子一个真诚的表现，是会哭泣的。
It's all based on their understanding of who God is.
因为他们知道神是什么样的神。
And that reverence and fear and love for Him that they come before Him, stripping all whatever mask they have and cry before Him helplessly.
这是源于神对神的敬畏和爱，他们就把所有世俗的眼光都抛去了。
And those of you who have been to the Middle East and in Israel, you will see there's a wailing wall.
我们知道这个在中东有一个哭墙。
Where they go there and they cry and they put their prayer, they write on paper and put a wall and then they put it in those holes on the wall.
他们就是在那边哭泣，然后就再把这个代祷的事情放一个小纸条塞在这个哭墙里面。
Because they understand that they cannot hide anything from God.
他们知道神是参透万事的。
And so there's no point to put a mask in front of God.
在神面前不需要戴面具。
They just honestly, sincerely cry to God for help.
他们真诚的在面前神面前哭泣寻求安慰，寻求帮助。
And when they do that, God minister to them.Through the word and his spirit.
透过这样子，神也向他们来启示，向他们来安慰。
Their faith is renewed.
他们的信心就更新了。
Their faith is strengthened.
他们信心也就增强了。
But what is faith?
什么是信心呢？
You know, to me, we have a lot of different definition of faith.
对信心有很多不同的定义。
But a simple one for me is just believing what God tells you or what God reveals to you.
但是对我来讲，一个简单的定义就是相信神口中所说的一切话。
Whatever he tells you, he promises, he reveals to you, you believe it is true.
神不管说什么，我们相信是真的，就是信心。
That's between you and God.
就是你跟神之间。
That's your faith that you have put on the God you worship.
这就是你在神上的信心。
You know, that's George Foreman. Some of us may not know who he is.
George Foreman 是一个是这个有些人可能不知道他是谁。
He's a heavyweight boxing champion.
他是一个重量级的这个拳击冠军。
Not once but twice.
他不只是得一次，他得两次冠军。
The second time he won it was at the age of 45 years old.
第二次他赢的时候是年纪是45岁了。
And some of us here who are over 45 or 45, we think that we are, you know, we are so weak or we cannot do this, cannot do that.
很多人45岁就觉得说已经身体很虚弱了。
You know, but George Foreman at 45, he won the championship the second time.
这个 George Foreman 在45岁的时候赢到第二次的重量拳击全球冠军。
And he actually had a book called God in My Corner.
在这个他有一本书、神在我的、神与我同在这本书。
And in the book he shared that, you know, when I climb in the ring during my comeback,The announcer often introduced me as the former weight champion of the world.
在我他自述说，他每次爬过这个拳击场的这个旁边的绳子的时候，然后这个宣布的人说，这个是前冠军，前拳击冠军。
And so he says, as they introduce me in that way, I mumble to myself, "And the next heavyweight champion of the world."
当在这样子宣布的时候，我心里面也暗暗的说，他也是下一次的全世界的拳击冠军。
And this is what he says. He says, "How could I ever win the title if I didn't believe that I could do it?"
如果他这样说，如果说我不相信我能够赢得这个冠军的话，我怎么样能够怎么有可能赢得冠军呢
？You know, if you have, and he says, "I'm not being proud."
他说我不是骄傲
，but This is what God promised me.
这是神应允我的。
And I simply believe what God has promised me.
他就相信神所应允他的。
And that is how I regain the title.
这就是为什么他能够拿两次冠军。
He also says, if you have a great dream you are attempting to fulfill in your life, you got to believe it can happen.
如果你生命中有一些梦想，你要相信你能够完成。
Before you can actually do it.
在你真正完成之前
，And Nehemiah's faith in God is like that.
尼希米在神面前的信心就是这样子。
Because what he says in his prayer is all going back to the covenant God made with Israel.
他的祷告都是回到神和以色列民所立的约。
What God promised Israel that He will do for them if they follow Him.
神告诉以色列人说，如果他们相信神、遵守神的诫命的话，神就会怎么样做
？Nehemiah believes God truly loves His people, and God will be faithful to His covenant.
他相信神爱他的子民，神也会遵守他的承诺。
In fact, he believes so strongly that in the next chapter, he is going to give up his job and go to Jerusalem to serve in.The country that is in great trouble and disgrace.
他完全的相信，以至于他在第二章的时候，他就是舍弃了他在宫廷中的工作，然后开始来回到耶路撒冷。
And all this is because of his love for God and God's people.
这一切都是源自于他对神的爱和他的子民的爱。
To lead him to make this prayer in chapter one.
让他能够在第一章有这样子的祷告。
From verses 5 to 11 is a summary of the content of his prayer.
第五到第十一节是他这个祷告的一个总结。
And so love motivated him to pray, and now you're going to see that love is going to motivate him to make the sacrifice.
爱驱使他一开始祷告，接下来我们看到爱他可以驱使他做出牺牲。
And I say it's a summary because the scripture tells us he prayed for many days.
我们知道说他祷告了很多天。
But all that is recorded here for us is the pertinent points of his prayer.
但是这边记载的是最重要的几点。
And so he appealed to God to answer his prayer.
向神请求，要向神来 求他的回应。
By first confessing the sins of Israel.
首先为以色列的罪来向神认罪。
Verses 5 to 7, you read about it.
5到11节我们可以看到。
And then he told God,Why God should answer that prayer?
他告诉神为什么神应该要回应他这样祷告。
And based on verses 8 and 9 is all on the covenant, the promise of God.
八九节讲到说神和以色列人立的约。
And then in verse 10, he appeals still on the based on the covenant, but as an individual, a servant who fear God.
第十节他是站在这个约的应许上来向神说他是敬畏神的仆人。
Because part of the covenant promise is if you obey, God will bless. God will, bless you, but if you don't, God will punish you.
这个约就是神，神说，如果说以色列人守约，如果说他们听神的诫命的话，神就会赐福给他们。但是他们如果不守神的诫命的话，神就会管教他们。
And so the first part was for the nation of Israel. He appealed based on the covenant. The second part is based on his individual willingness to serve God's people and claiming the promise of God in the covenant that I am obeying you, and you please hear my prayer.
在第一个部分，他是为以色列民这个民族祷告；在第二个部分，他是为自己来向神祷告，站在神的应许上面。
And so he is submitting to the sovereignty of God, yet at the same time, he's claiming confidently based on this covenant.
他首先是在顺服神的旨意，然后再来他是真的很有充满自信的，充满信心的，站在神的应许上向神来呼求。
Because you find that this is what he says. He says God is the faithful one who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands.
因为尼希米说，你向爱你、守你诫命的人守约是慈爱。
And so you see, there is a submission obedience on the part of Nehemiah.
他是谦卑顺服，尼希米是这样的态度。
Yet at the same time, there is faith in God, but based not on his own wisdom and ability, but based on the promise of God.
他对神的信心不是自己这个是自己的信心，而是神的应许。他对神的应许有信心。
You know, submissions and obedience are triads of a selfless person.
谦卑顺服是一个无私的一个表现。
But a man who is full of himself will always be saying or thinking, I'm able, I'm right, I can do all things by myself.
一个自我感觉良好的人，他们总是会觉得说，我是对的，我是没有错的，我是自义的。
And they were not able to listen to others, they will not be willing.To submit even to others.
他们不会顺服，也不会听劝。
Instead, they will always want to push through their own plans and agenda.
他们会来推动自己的想法。
And to get what they want.
要来得到他们想要做的。
You know, we may not do that, no, especially as Chinese, right?
我们中国人或许不会这样做。
No.In the workplace, we also, you know, we will just keep quiet and put our head down and like an ostrich and just plow on and do our own work.
或许在工作的环境，我们很安静的来做我们本分的事情。
But whenever the opportunity arises, we will passively, in our Chinese passive way, try to manipulate that situation to get what we want still.
但是我们机会来的时候，我们有些时候会消极的这种操弄，为的是要得到我们想要得到的。
You know that will not help us to make sacrifice.
这不是一个牺牲。
You know sacrifice means giving up whatever we have or can do for the good of others.
牺牲是牺牲自己的权利来成就别人的的一个想要。
And here we are not talking about sacrificing for men, we're talking about sacrificing for God to use us to bless others like Nehemiah did.
尼希米在这边是为牺牲自己的生活来成就神的意。
Because all of us make sacrifices as well.
我们所有人都会做一些某些程度的牺牲，不是吗？
Right. We make sacrifices for our children.
我们为我们的孩子们做出牺牲。
We make sacrifices for our spouse.
我们为我们的配偶做出牺牲。
But we are talking about sacrificing for God so that God can use us for His people and His work.
我们在讲到说是为神来牺牲，所以神能够透过我们来成就他的功。
And this is all under the covenant that we are talking about.
这就是神的约中间我们所说的。
You know, the covenant of love that Nehemiah talks about.
这边英文里面是写说爱的约。
It can also actually be translated because the Hebrew has this idea in it is that the covenant is talking about covenant not just of love but mercy where God shows His mercy.
这个约不只是爱，也是一个怜悯。
You know why?
知道为什么吗？
Because Israel cannot keep their part of the covenant.
以色列民他们没有办法守他们的约。
Because over and over again they will rebel against God.
他们不断一次再一次的来悖逆神。
And God forgive them over and over again.
神一次一次的原谅他们。
Remember the covenant says what? If you don't obey me, you will be punished.
这个约的内容就是说，如果说你悖逆神，你就会被管教。
But God did not punish them right away, or God did not punish them in some cases.
在神很多时候是宽容他们，很多时候神是忍耐他们。
It was only until the very end when God says enough is enough, then he punished them.
一直到时候满足了，神才会管教跟惩罚他们。
And that's the mercy in this covenant.
这就是神的怜悯。
And Nehemiah is appealing to this mercy of God.
尼希米就抓住神的怜悯来向神祈求。
And the Hebrew word hesed, which is faithful.
在希伯来文这个 hesed 这个字指的是信实。
It is used in that context of the covenant.
指的是这个约，神在守约上面的信实。
In other words, God, you say this, therefore you got to be faithful to keep it.
这边在讲到说，神，你说了这句话，所以你要信实。
God not only kept it, but God went way and beyond of keeping it because when they deserve to be punished, God still show mercy.
我们知道神不但是信实，他甚至超越了他所承诺的，他甚至来保护以色列民，甚至在他们不听话的时候。
And Nehemiah acknowledged it.
尼希米他也知道这一点。
And he went before God and he prayed and confessed the sin of Israel.
他来到神面前向神为以色列来祷告。
And he even says, you know,It's not just Israel, my people, that have sinned. It's me and my father's households. We all have sinned.
他还向神来忏悔。他不只是说以色列，而且是讲到说他和他的父家也要向神来认罪。
He did not make any excuses.
他没有找借口。
He did not blame others.
他没有怪别人。
He didn't rationalize what he did.
他也没有合理化他的罪。
But he says, me and my father, we did the same thing.
他在讲说，我和我的父家都做同样的事情。
And what did they do?
他做什么呢？
Nehemiah says, "We have acted wickedly towards you."
我们向你所行的甚是邪恶。
And so he's saying, "It's not you or me, but we are all guilty."
他不只是指某一个以色列的人，他们是说我们所有的人都是错的。
And I think this is a very good principle for us to think about.As a church.
这个对我们教会来讲，就整体来讲，是一个很重要的一个功课。
Because, especially when in a church where we have three language groups.
尤其是我们有三个语言。
Because you bound to hear people saying this, oh, it's the Cantonese or it's the English.
我们常常会听到说，这个英文部怎么样，粤语部怎么样。
We never see ourselves in it together.
我们很少看到我们三个语言堂是在一起的。
And we say we want to be three in one, and yet we do not understand this principle.
我们说我们希望能够三合一，但是我们常常不知道这个内容是什么。
When you say you are all in one, you're not just taking the good, you want to also accept the bad.
我们不只是捡好处，我们也是要接纳彼此的短处。
We should be supporting one another than blaming each other.
我们应该要彼此建造，而不是彼此怪罪。
We should be thinking of the other group.The welfare of the other group more than the welfare of ourselves.
我们应该想到别的语言堂他们的需要，甚至超过我们自己想说我们自己的需要。
And please do not misunderstand me that I'm saying you guys are like that.
我们请大家不要误会，我并不是说我们是像这样子的。
Because I preached this same message already in Cantonese first, then English.
这个同样的信息我已经在英文部跟粤语部分享过了。
Some people take it well, some people don't take it well.
有些人会觉得很被冒犯，有些人也就接受了。
But when Jesus preached,
当耶稣这个教导的时候
,He goes to the heart of the people listening.
他直接直指这个人的内心里面。
And there's only two responses you'll hear in the gospel.
我们在这个福音书里面我们看到只有两种反应。
One will kill the messenger, the other one will be amazed and some will follow him.
有一群人想要杀耶稣，另一群人就是跟随耶稣。
And I'm following Jesus' style. What would Jesus do?
我在想，在分享的时候，我就会问说，耶稣会怎么做？
Even in my preaching.
即使在我这个讲道的时候。
You know, some people also think that, you know, preaching must be in this certain way.
很多人认为说，这个讲道一定有特定的方式。
That is expository.
就是一个释经式的讲道。
Verse by verse.
一节一节。
But you look at Jesus, did he do verse by verse?
耶稣教导的时候，他不是一节一节来解释这个经文。
In fact, he just read the scripture sometimes, and not all the time, and he tells story.
耶稣常常就是讲完这个经文之后呢，他就开始讲比喻，讲一些故事。
And the story has all the values, principle of godliness in it.
这个他讲的故事里面有很多时候就是会指到他的这个真正的价值跟这个经文所要表达的意义。
So let's have an understanding of what really true preaching is.
我们来想一想真正的教导，真正的这个讲道是怎么样的讲道。
It's not method.
不是这个有固定的公式的。
It's the work of the Spirit through the messenger.
而是神的灵透过神的话，我们讲的话语在做工。
And that's why Jesus, after he preached, a big bunch of them were so unhappy with him.
所以说耶稣常常在教导之后，很多人对他不开心，不高兴。
You know, sorry for the sidetrack, but God is that kind of God. He wants to hit at our hearts.
神他的话语一定是能够剖开我们内心的。
And so Nehemiah is appealing to God to do the same again that he did in the past for Israel, based on his mercy.
所以尼希米在这边他是就着神的对以色列民的恩典和怜悯来向神祈求。
In verses 8 and 9, he's reminding God of his promise that he made in Leviticus and in Deuteronomy.
在这个第八、第九节，他是在我们就回想到利未记和申命记神所做的承诺。
And in verse 10, he reminded God that in the past he had delivered them.
在第十节，他也提醒神，神在过去怎么样拯救、搭救他们。
Even when they were disobedient.
即使在他们真的不顺服神的时候。
And he's appealing to him based on what he promised to do as a servant of God, to follow him and obey him.
他向神说他要在神面前来追求神，来听神的指示。
And God has made a covenant with us as well.
神也和我们有立约。
In that new covenant, he included 1 John 1:9 in it.
在这个约翰一书一章九节，我们知道说
，John tells us that, you know, we are like the Israelites. We will sin even after we become believers.
他说，约翰说，我们就像以色列民一样，我们得救之后还是会犯罪。
And therefore, if we sin, we repent and come to Him. God is faithful and just to forgive us.
但是，当我们承认自己的罪的时候，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
You see, when we startPraying and seeking God and asking for His help and turning away from our sin, God will hear our prayer and bless us.
当我们真的诚心的在神面前悔改的时候，神是信实的，他是公义的，他会赦免我们的罪，他会恢复我们。
And so based on that, Nehemiah at the end of he says, God, give me success today in the presence of this man, King Artaxerxes.
所以尼希米最后他对神祷告说，使你仆人今日亨通在王面前蒙恩。
And in chapter 2, you will read about how God answered his prayer.
第二章我们就会读到说神怎么样回应他的祷告。
And how he started his mission to go and serve God's people in Jerusalem.
他怎么样开始他这样的事工。
You know, it's not, you know, we think it's easy forNehemiah just to walk away from his job.
我们可能有时候会觉得说，尼希米他从他的位置上离开，可能是很容易的决定。
And I think it's easy.
我想应该是容易的吧。
Because as a cupbearer, he's in danger of dying anytime.
因为做王酒政的他，随时有被这个有死亡的危险。
Because the cup or the food that he eats may be poisoned, so he could die anytime.
因为给王的膳食里面，他就是要先来看看有没有毒，所以说他随时有被杀的危险。
But it's not easy for him to give up that comfortable life in the palace putting the danger aside to go to a country that is in ruins, in trouble, in disgrace, and serve the people there.
但是大家如果想到在宫殿中的舒适，要离开这样的舒适，来到耶路撒冷去，看到这个城的啊拆毁的城墙，然后在这边遭大难的城墙，这个可能不是一个容易的决定。
And especially when it comes to us, we too find it difficult if we have a comfortable life here all the time.
当然，对我们来讲，我们舒适的生活，要我们离开舒适的生活，可能也是很难。
And so even we don't have to say go to Jerusalem like Nehemiah did, just like you know.Take an extra 1 or 2 hours from, to give to the church to serve. Sometimes for certain people, it is a great sacrifice that they are not willing to make.
即使不是说去耶路撒冷，对有些人来说，来到教会一两个小时来服侍，对很多人来讲也是一个很困难的事情。
You see, when you say that you love God, you love His people, there is not only praying for them,But there is also the sacrifice for them.
我们当我们说我们爱神，我们爱他的子民的时候，并不只是说只是嘴唇上来祷告而已。
And Nehemiah told God, "I'll pray and ask God, God, show me favor before this man." And he is really thinking of giving up his comfort and his work to go to Jerusalem.
当他做这样祷告说求你使你仆人今日亨通在王面前蒙恩的他已经下定决心要离开这个工作了。
You know, the word favor in Hebrew has this idea of the mother's love in it.
在这个亨通这个字其实在希伯来文里面有母亲的爱的这个含义在里面。
You know, a mother will love her own child no matter how bad they are.
孩子不管是多坏，母亲都会爱他们。
And that's what the mother's love is like.
这就是母亲，这就是母爱。
And so he wanted God to show him this kind of favor before the king.
他求神赐给他像这样子的母，这样子像母爱一样的这样子这个爱，在王面前能够蒙恩。
No matter what the child asks, the mother will give to him.
不管孩子向母亲要求什么，这个母亲会都会给他。
And some of us enjoy that, but also we become spoiled, right?
我们很多人当然是很享受，但是很多时候被溺爱了，不是吗？
But he is asking for God to show him favor before this king, so that whatever he asks is going to help him succeed in going back to Jerusalem and rebuild the wall.
所以他求神让他亨通，在他回到耶路撒冷的时候。能够凡事顺利。
And then when you read chapter 2, you wonder how come this cupbearer has this, the king will listen to this cupbearer and even ask him, hey, you don't look well today.
我们看到如果看到第二章的时候，我们会有疑问，就是说这个王对于这个尼希米这个酒，只不过是一个酒症，怎么连他的表情面容都能够发现不一样呢？
Some people explain this as because Nehemiah is,The king's favorite cupbearer.
有些人说，这个尼希米或许是这个王的最喜爱的一个酒政。
And so the king often talked to him when he's in serving him.
在酒政在服侍这个王的时候呢，常常会跟王说话。
And so Nehemiah has that relationship to be able to influence the king even because the king will ask him things that he cannot talk to other people.
甚至在王有些时候，在他没有办法跟其他人谈论的事情的时候，他也会跟这个酒政来聊天。
And if even his wife maybe, right? He cannot tell his wife he something about his wife. He can go to Nehemiah and talk about why is she behaving today like that.
或许他这个想要抱怨王，想要抱怨这个皇后，但是他没有办法跟别人讲，只好跟这个酒政讲。
And it could be possible.
这也是有可能的。
So.You know, Nehemiah had that comfort and that trust in the palace with the king.
在这个宫殿里面，尼希米他就是有这样子一个舒适的生活，也跟王也有王的信任。
And he's so close with the king until when the king look at him, the king know that something is troubling him.
他这样近距离的服侍这个王就说他能够看到他的面容的不同。
You know, that could be the explanation.
这可能就是其中的一个解释的原因。
If that is so, it's not easy for him to give up his good life to go to Jerusalem.
如果事情是这样子的话，他就很难来，对他来讲是一个很大的一个决定，要离开他现在的舒适的生活。
And the king would not let him go if the king wants him to be there or likes him to be there.
这个王波斯王他也可能也不愿意他来离开他现在的工作。
But God gave show him favor.
但是神让他亨通。
Because in chapter 2 you'll find that not only did he give him permission to go, but he also gave him all the resources he need to do the job successfully.
但是我们看到第三章，这个王不但愿意让他去，而且他让给他提供他所有他需要的资源。
And then you will find that God gave more than he expected.
神真的是比他所想所求的赐多多的赐给他。
Because in chapter 5, you'll find that he even got a promotion to become the governor of Judah.
在第五章，我们看到他甚至被高升为犹大的省长。
You know, some of us think that, you know, we just pray and then we just do nothing and wait for God to answer our prayer.
我们很多时候觉得说祷告完我们就不要什么都不用做，等神来做就好了。
You know, sometimes God does that for us.
有些时候神的确是会做所有的事情。
But most of the time, he wants us to act on what we pray or ask by faith.
但是其实很多时候神他要我们有一个信心的一个行动。
And usually, the first step is the hardest.
通常第一步是最难的。
Because you are stepping out into the unknown.
因为我们踏出未知的第一步。
And praying can be very dangerous too.
祷告有些时候是很危险的。
Because God not only wants us to make sacrifices, but he wants us to take this first step of into the unknown.
神不但要我们做出牺牲，他也要我们在未知的情况下踏出第一步。
And that's faith.
这就是信心。
You know, you cannot have faith without acting in faith.
没有行为的信心不是真的信心。
You know, when I mentioned, I said the theme of my this book is rebuilding the church.
我们在讲到说这个主题，我们最近的主题是重建教会。
You know, I feel there's a wall that is broken, and also there's a wall that needs to be tear down.
除了在重建之前呢，有一个墙必须要先被拆毁。
And that is.The wall of the love of self.
这就是我们爱我们自己的这个墙要先拆毁。
Until we tear down the wall of self-love, then we can build the wall of love for others.
我们在拆毁了我们自己爱自己的这个墙之后，我们才能够为别人来建这个墙。
Because when you have love, then you will pray for one another.
当我们有爱的时候，我们就能够向为其他人祷告。
And when we have love, then you will make sacrifices.For others.
我们有爱就可以为其他人做出牺牲。
Because love is what motivates us to pray and to make sacrifices.
这个不管是祷告或是牺牲的源头都是爱。
You know, the Hebrew writer says, without faith it's impossible to please God.
希伯来书说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
But James balanced it up by saying that, you know, if you don't have deeds, your faith is dead.
但是雅各书他也有讲到说，没有行为的信心是死的。
So James balanced the Hebrew writer.
雅各书跟希伯来书两个是互相平衡的。
And so we believe that God keeps His word, His promises. We need to act as if we believe it, like George Foreman.
如果我们真的相信神是守约、是慈爱的，我们也就要用行为，就像这个 George Foreman 所说的，我们要相信他所说的一切话。
And we need to make sacrifices.To serve him and to serve others.
我们必须要做出牺牲来服侍神，服侍别人。
You know, we call ourselves Chinese Grace Bible Church.
我们叫做华人恩典圣经教会。
And we are very strong about the Word of God.
我们对于神的话语是很注重的。
So much so that sometimes I think that we worship the Word of God than God Himself.
有些时候我们就敬拜神的话语，而不是神的自己。
We study the Bible, we have all this knowledge, but we are not willing.To live the life of Christ out.
我们读经很在行，但是很多时候我们没有行为。
And if especially when we are asked to serve, we are not willing to make those sacrifices.
尤其是我们很多时候要被要求来服侍的时候，我们不愿意来做牺牲。
And I believe because serving God is not our priority.
因为服侍神或许不是我们的首位。
And that's why it's hard for us to make those sacrifices.
所以说很多时候我们对我们来讲是一个不好没有办法做的做很难做的决定。
James says in James 5:16, he says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
雅各书五章十六节说，一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
And it's effective only when we are willing to put our faith into action.
当我们愿意把信心化为行动的时候，祷告才有力量。
See, praying in faith requires putting faith into action, sacrificial actions.
祷告如果有需要有力量、有功效的时候，必须要我们要向神献上我们的牺牲，我们要向神来摆上我们有一些我们自己的摆上。
Don't just say we love the church.
不要只是嘴口头上说我爱教会。
But not willing to make sacrifices to rebuild it.
而不愿意为重建教会做出任何的牺牲。
You know, someone says this.
有些人这样说。
The happiest people are the givers and not takers.
世界上最快的人是施予的人，不是接受的人。
Because they are happy blessing others.
因为他们赐福给别人的时候，他们就充满喜乐。
You know, I don't know how about you. Every time you help somebody, you feel so good, right?
每次我们帮助别人的时候，我们自己不是感觉很好，不是吗？
And when you feel good, you feel happy.
我们感觉好的时候，我们也就快乐了，不是吗？
And when you bless others, I'm sure you will feel the same way.
我们赐福别人的时候也会同样的感受。
You know, you may think it is a sacrifice.
可能或许是一个牺牲。
But actually, the rewards that God is going to bless you is greater because that joy, the happiness inside you is better than what you produce for this person.
但是神给我们的赏赐是远远比我们所牺牲的多得多。
You know, we chase not the world, the things of this world.
我们追求的不是世上的事情。
We chase the glory of God in our life.
我们追求的是神的荣耀在我们生命里。
We chase to let God use us for His own glory.
我们追求的是神来使用我们为了他的荣耀。
If we understand that, then we will make those sacrifices.
如果我们了解这一点的话，我们就愿意来做这些牺牲。
May God help us.
求神帮助我们。
Let's pray. 天父，你的话已经传出去了，让你的圣灵自己做他的工作，在我每个人的身上。这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。